Erin Price Dixon says examiners told her that the rape kit didn't yield any evidence. And it pissed her off, because according to what she said on her police report, she was penetrated at least 30 times.
It should have shown something because they actually swab inside of you. So I was very frustrated at the fact that they were like, oh, there's nothing. It doesn't even show that you've even had sex. And, I don't know.
And Erin says she didn't even know the status of her case until she requested her investigative file for this project. Which gets to a critique that I've heard from some experts about the push to end the rape kit backlog. Joanne Archambault with End Violence Against Women International says it is a good thing to test the kits, but it doesn't solve this bigger issue with sexual assault cases.
They're doing this mass testing, but you really have to be careful to fund the investigators, right? And so if you're going back and you're testing all these cases without having investigators and prosecutors actually looking at those cases and doing something with those cases, I think it's a false promise.
Erin says, as far as she knows, detectives never went to the scene of the assault. We looked at her investigative file. It didn't indicate that they'd talked to the suspect or that they'd collected any evidence from his house.
I was hoping like they would go over there right away and collect everything, because I'm sure like there's blood on the bed. Like, so I just, for reasons why they didn't, but they got like my clothes and stuff, but they couldn't go over to his house and get anything. I don't know. And he was saying like they had to wait until it was, my case was picked up by the detective. But I'm like thinking, you know, by that time he could get rid of all of that.
And that's a prime example of the point that Archambault was making. Rape kits just don't tell the whole story.
It bothers me because I think in some jurisdictions where they're doing the simplest approach, victims are being told that there's no evidence. And they've never even looked at the clothing or the bedding or the condoms or the totality of the investigation. So again, it's a good first step, but it's not the end step.
Erin's case was suspended after a completed investigation. That means there wasn't enough evidence to make an arrest. She spent months going back and forth with her detective trying to find answers. But at some point, she says she had to move on for her own healing.
It just wasn't helping. She wasn't doing anything with my case. Well, that's how I felt, because I don't know the behind the scenes. She may have a whole separate story that she can say, like, oh yeah, I worked really hard on it. I don't know, but from my side of things, nothing was being done. And because it was constantly putting me in that space for myself, I had to make the decision, like, I'm not going to continue to be the one to reach out to her because of how it's making me feel. And I'm trying to just get myself to a better space.
A lot of survivors feel this way after participating in an investigation. The process of collecting evidence is invasive, and it doesn't always result in action. What's left is for survivors to find a way to heal in the absence of justice. Still, advocates say the more people who report their crimes and get evidentiary exams, the more likely it is that perpetrators of sexual violence will be caught in the future.